Y'all get if it, you know, didn't matter. Like, all right, I just get whatever car I want.
Money doesn't matter.
Yeah, money doesn't matter. I mean, within reason. All right, let's rule out like a $500,000 Bentley or whatever those are.
Oh yeah,
something just cool.
Mine would be a '69 Camaro.
Ooh.
That did you ever see that movie with John Cusack, Better Off Dead?
Yeah.
You remember that movie? It's a really good movie. It's really underrated, very funny comedy from the '80s. And in that movie, he bought that old Camaro, you know, and it's under the tarp and all that stuff. And then the French foreign exchange student that lives across the street, she's really pretty. And she comes over and she, of course, she knows everything about fixing engines and just fixes the car up completely. And they just fix it. And it's a black 69 Camaro. And it is so badass. I mean, it's just so I would probably go muscle car because I don't think I can get into newer cars necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have to be what I would get.
I'd probably go muscle car, but I mean, I bet if you sat down in something
Now,
real nice.
I know
and
where
new,
you're going. I know where you're going with this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like if brand new, like a sedan, like comfortable, like a big, like a bigger car for a man.
Like I thought, you know, what did we, somebody was riding in. They said it was something like, you know, you do a, like Toby, you always talk about your Mercury Sable.
My Mercury Sable, yeah.
It was like a luxury car for Mercury.
Yeah.
But if you take that same idea and go to the top level,
yes,
and you sat down in one of those and it's super quiet in there, and
like a land boat,
real comfortable. You know what I mean? I bet that's hard to get out of once you get in it.
I don't know.
But some of those can be pretty expensive too.
Oh yeah. I mean, totally. I mean, if I could just buy a car for my family that was like, you know, a daily thing, I would buy the brand new Suburban. It looks so awesome.
Those are cool.
Or have you seen the Grand Cherokee Wagoneer? You know what I mean?
I think I saw an ad for it.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And I think it doesn't say Jeep anywhere on it. I think it just says Grand Cherokee. Or is that is that the main one? The one that used to have the wood paneling and everything? That was like their most prestigious. Which
I think
I think it just says Grand Cherokee. It didn't even say Jeep on it or something like that. But it looks so awesome. I mean, you just, those cars, and they had to just drive so smooth and just be so nice and everything. But
every time I see a nice new Range Rover,
yeah,
it gets me a little excited.
Oh yeah,
they're real sharp.
Oh
yeah, you know, they look sharp. They always look good.
Yeah. What about you, Aaron? What would you get?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know a lot about cars, but definitely, I saw the Porsche in Top Gun that Jennifer Connelly drove today, and I was like, maybe I like Porsches.
Yeah,
they're
you know
good
like.
Looking.
Like
pretty nice looking
from, I don't know what the years are and I don't even know how much they change over time, but maybe a,
you know, that makes me so sad.
An old Porsche.
That makes me so sad. Like I almost feel like I want to cry because she did that for him. She pulled up in a fucking Porsche after everything. It was like, I'm here for you. I have never felt that. And I will never feel that. There will never be a person or a spouse that will pull up in a fucking amazing car just to be there for me. Like, wanted. She wanted him. And he was like, oh, you know, and it was like normal for him. I don't know what I would do. What do you think my actual reaction would be? like to be wanted that much with that car and everything, just to be wanted. The scene for, well, let's ruin the movie.
Dude, spoiler alert in the title.
Spoiler alert, there's a Porsche in the movie. Also, I saw, man, sometimes I, y'all go down like weird, stupid threads online. I went down a long thread of people were mad because, like, how did she have that Porsche? Like, she's a single mom. She's a single mom, just a bartender or whatever. You know,
she owns the bar.
Yeah, but apparently there's a backstory where I think her dad was a high up in the military, and that's how she ended up knowing Tom Cruise or whatever, Maverick. Mm. And
well, she also has that beach house. Maybe she used a HELOC.
Yeah, she might have done the HELOC. Got to do the HELOC.
That would have been smart.
I mean, she's probably sitting on literally millions of dollars in equity. She can get a Porsche.
That's true. Matt, have you? Oh yeah, everybody's seen Top Gun.
We've seen it. We've all seen.
We saw it together, and then Lunsford just saw it today.
And Lunsford, you loved it or what?
I loved it. I only have one critique of it, but
what was the critique?
We could get into it. Well, I just find it.
Say the good stuff first. Like,
you could go on for hours about the good stuff.
Well, okay. How about this? You obviously heard it's unbelievable. It's the greatest movie. All this stuff, and it actually did live up. That movies don't do that.
Right. Everything I needed. I mean, we're all big Top Gun fans when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably my favorite movie. Probably the first movie I remember seeing that was like a real movie, not a cartoon or something.
And you thought badass or men.
Yeah. Like, you know? Oh, wow. What a great. Yeah.
Men,
so great.
Men do things. Yeah.
And so for that to come back, I did say to Cassie when I got home, she was getting ready for work and I'll stand there. I'll just like stand there while she's getting ready to go to work. You know, and talk and just say shit. Just annoy her. I think I was like, I guess nobody will ever be waiting for me to get back from something dangerous. Like, there's just no stakes whatsoever in my life. Like, it's not that, because I felt so like that thing they do in movies where it's like, you better come back to me, you know, and he's going on this mission that everybody could die.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If they die, it'll be on him. It'll be his fault because he pushed it. Oh
yeah.
And Jennifer Connelly's like, yeah, I don't know. You know that feeling of like, nobody's ever been waiting on you.
No.
To come back.
That's, no. They won't. They don't want you. They don't even hardly miss you. You know what I mean? I think my family, all the way around, like me being on tour, people always go, man, it must be so hard being away from your family. I think my family would just go, nah. Like, I don't even know. I don't
but
know.
But touring is risky. Like, as far as activities go, if you first of all count them, I mean, I'm just talking about those highway miles. Yeah. How many miles? I always wondered that question. How many miles can you go without guaranteeing to have an accident when you're doing hundreds and hundreds
of miles? Don't say that right before we go on tour. Also, I think you're not on that mic. You're not on that 58. I don't.
Yeah, I know. Without switching rooms, I won't be able to. But you can hear me. I've got my local recording. No, so as long as y'all can connect to me, I'm in the car.
For the listeners out there, Matt, tell them what your for the listeners out there. Tell them what your equipment you're using is. It looks like what's that mic?
Well, it's a SM58, but it's going mobile into an interface that then goes into the Lightning port, so I can, you know, go. I used to have a studio, if y'all remember that. Remember I used to podcast in a studio?
Yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago. Then it wasn't that expensive
in retrospect.
No, it was like $300 a month, and it was giant and big and in a great part of anyway.
Right.
That part of town is since gotten worse, a lot more homeless people.
So
anyway,
up,
I lost.
You mean I rich middle class people living in Sprinter vans?
that's what I'm saying. So I gave up that commercial space to, you know, go to the basement kind of a thing, to go to a home studio. Used to have a commercial studio, then home studio.
Yeah.
But now no home.
Now you're just in your car.
So now car studio. Now, so I was driving. I'm late because I was driving around looking for a place that had at least more than 2.5 bars to park. So that's why I was getting like 1.5 bars everywhere. I'm trying to find a cool parking spot in the shade. So I found a sunnier spot, which isn't so bad if I run the air conditioner. And, you know, so I've got 2.5, 3 bars at times now. So if you can hear me, we're doing really good.
Yeah, man. I'm sure Rogan and Mark Maron do the same thing as you sometimes, don't they? just ride around, find some Wi-Fi. to podcast. Yeah,
and so exactly. But I'm doing good. But the and it's not the microphone. My voice sounds weird. That's one of the things I wanted to update people on. I have, in fact, gotten sick.
Yeah, you've been sick for a long time.
All week long is my 10-year watermark. I hadn't been this sick in at least 10 years. And it's not, I wouldn't say it's that bad. I've had a normal week, but I have a very sore throat, insane congestion, and just, you know, feeling not good at night and in the morning kind of thing. And then just whatever my sore throat.
You still been able to lay it down? You at least been able to lay it down.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Good.
Not that sick. But
that never gets sick.
And I've been COVID negative the whole time.
Except.
But.
Uh-oh.
But here's the contrary evidence.
Ooh.
2.5 days ago, completely zeroed out on taste and smell. I'm still not gotten a positive COVID test, and I'm feeling much better. But I'm just telling you, taste and smell, fucking forget about it.
You taste something.
No.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm qualified to talk about it because I've done a decent amount of thinking about my sensory perceptions.
Oh, my God.
I've got a pretty good grip on it. I've done a lot of candy tasting. You know how many blind taste tests I've done? You know how many times I'm A-B-ing Bud Light and Coors Light? You know, I know how to test.
Water? You can tell the difference in
waters. We've done it a million times. You know yes. I do flavor
that
tests.
That is right. I agree with you. I'm tuned in.
I know all the artificial flavors. I know everything.
Yes,
I can tell you any candy, anything. If you filled a Bavarian cream donut with ketchup, I couldn't tell it. Do you know what I'm saying? I can't taste anything. I'll put it this way. There's zero flavor, and if you force me, like my life dependent on it, I can probably have something like a 1% sense of taste in that I could detect if something was salt or sweet.
Okay.
Like I'd say, I think I'd detect...
Yeah.
That this is the sensation of sweetness, but nowhere near the taste of sweetness or the flavor of anything at all. And I thought it was like, I have a stuffed nose, and I was like, wait a second, because I got a beer at a restaurant, and I was like, and I ordered, and they brought me the wrong beer, and I was drinking. I was like, I couldn't. I mean, it just did not matter what it is.
So are you interested in eating at all? Like you feel hungry?
I'm trying to taste things all the time. I'm obsessed with eating right now.
Have you done anything really strong, like a lemon or something, like anything really that might like a super strong taste? Dark chocolate.
I don't think I've done sour. I don't think I've done an extreme sour, but I think I could detect a sourness.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a muted sourness, but it wouldn't be flavor or tangy or anything like that. I was able to clean all this dog poop out of the yard, just no issue. Wow. Never smelled it. Do you know? Just do anything. No. Take the trash out. I hold my breath when I take the trash out, you know?
Yeah.
No need.
Just wow.
Whatever. Like if Cosmo poops his pants, I won't know it. It's really kind of crazy, and I am not saying it's bad.
But I mean, are you scared it won't come back?
I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm enjoying it so far. Is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
This is fun. I mean, it's fun. It's like, it's weird. It's like, maybe it's like you. It's a good way to prepare to die. It's like, just shut them down one at a time. Start with the smell. Like, if I can get used to not having it,
then
there
you're closer
you go.
To death.
One fifth of the way adjusted to, like, you only have 5 senses, and this thing's knocked out 2.
That's crazy.
2. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being scary right now because that's scary, isn't it? Like, oops, 2 senses down. Could not it be other senses?
What do you think?
Sight and sound? Is that not alarming to anybody?
What do you think goes next? What do you think goes next for you? What would you prefer to go next?
Oh, I definitely
touch.
Never care about vision. Like vision can go. I don't care. Like, I mean,
you're going to be
I'm
blind?
Way on the, I got to talk and hear, and there's nothing else that matters to me. I got hear and talk, and that's it. Yeah, I'm not. I don't need to see anything. Like, if I'm getting real, we could take the vision next. I'd be fine.
Well, totally fine. Dude.
If you didn't have the sense of touch, what would it?
Well, you'll die. It's like having leprosy. You'll burn yourself to death. My hand would be on the burner for 5 minutes.
But I mean, could you even walk?
Cooking breakfast.
I guess. I mean, I don't know if you could walk. Could you? Can you walk if you don't? If you didn't have any touch.
It'd be harder to walk, yeah, because people that get, like, the numb feet from diabetes and stuff, they have fall over and stuff sometimes, I think. So maybe, yeah. I don't know. But, probably. Yeah, you need your sense of touch, and you need to talk. And
it's called hypothesia, is what that's called. It's a common side effect of various medical conditions and manifests as reduced sense of touch sensation and partial loss of sensory stimuli. In everyday speech, this is generally referred to as numbness. So you just go really numb. God, that's
just numb. But you know what it's like to be numb. That's terrible. But if you could talk to people, you know, and touch, give them a hug, you'd be fine.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's true.
I agree.
But here's what really got me thinking, though, you know, because you go, big deal. You can't smell something. Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I think there's a lot more. I think we get a lot more from that. But think about this. You know that the COVID, they say, is, like I said before, it's in the deer, it's in the dogs, it's in animals, too.
Right.
Obviously, it came from the bats or whatever. But the, you know, dogs are nose first, and they have COVID. So think of the silent suffering of all the dogs who lost their primary sense from COVID all the time. Bad.
Man.
That's a tragedy. Because think about that. They're knocked off. That's their main sense.
Yeah.
Gone.
And
no, they can't even tell anybody. Think how depressed those dogs are.
Much less those dogs try to talk about it being made in the lab. Those are really persecuted.
There's some bad dogs that are into some bad conspiracy theories.
It's crazy stuff. There's some dogs that gotten some crazy shit. Now, here's what I'm not looking forward to. Right now is fun. Matt's talking about, oh, I'm trying this, I'm doing this. But as time goes on, he's going to get, if his taste doesn't come back. And so now, here, the worst part is going to affect me because I'm going to be driving our tour bus or tour van. And I'm going to say, hey, where y'all want to eat? And everybody and you're always going to start hearing, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Exactly. It's awesome.
Who gives
a shit? Keeps asking me. So you want this? You want to do that? Or whatever. I go, doesn't matter. Whatever. And that's so, it's like, you, whatever.
God. That's sad. That sucks.
That is kind of sad.
I mean, it's fun for now, but it's not.
Like, I'm a former picky eater. I used to not be able to eat anything without throwing up or gagging.
Oh, you should eat
English peas. I'm gonna start eating greens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kale and English peas. I mean, it's gonna be great.
Have you eaten anything that you don't normally like? That would be a good test. Like kale. Well, like I hate kale. I cannot eat it. Okay. It's the worst stuff on earth.
Well, I did a test. I got a test for you. I can show you. Tell me, see if you can read what this is.
Seltzer.
Oh my God!
Bud Light Hard Seltzer. Classic Cola.
Oh my God!
A classic Cola.
Bud Light Classic Cola Seltzer.
Oh my
so,
God!
You know, I can drink. I mean, whatever.
Just
I could have got the Clamato. It wouldn't matter.
Damn. So that's what I'm saying. How did COVID not show up? COVID can't mutate to trick people into thinking it's not even COVID, can it? It can't.
Oh yeah, that thing's smart. It knocked out two senses, fool the test, everything.
I mean, it's the smartest virus that's ever lived. It's super smart.
It's dominant.
I mean, it can do anything. It's unbelievable. Anything. It's crazy. It stopped the whole world. Okay. I have a little bit of a, coming up, we got some good Ask and You Shall Receive questions this week. Some listeners sending some good ones. If you don't know, send in your questions for Ask and You Shall Receive. You'll hear that segment in a little bit. You can send them to TobyBadChristian@gmail.com for sure. But
I got another hot news, though, for me.
Oh, you do?
Another one?
Another hot news?
Yes. You're going to love this one, too.
Okay, should we save it? Should we do our call to action list first?
Yeah, whatever.
Let's do the call to action. If you don't listen to this call to action, then you're not about to hear Matt's hot news story. I'll run through it real quick. Our brand new album, Rub Some Dirt On It, comes out this Friday, June 24th. That's pretty unbelievable. I mean, it's been a long time in the making, but it is here. We are blowing up on Spotify, and I can't believe it. I mean, we are one of the biggest bands probably in America, at least, if not the world right now. And our new album, one of the biggest bands in the world, their new album comes out this Friday, June 24th. It's called Rub Some Dirt On It. You can go pre-save the link. If you just go to the description, pre-save that link. And we're going on tour in 2 weeks.
Yes, we are.
And we are trying desperately to get our van so we can tour. As of right now, we don't have a vehicle to tour in, but we're really close.
I think we're getting there.
I think it's going to work out. So it's going to be awesome. We're going to be down in, what, Atlanta, Columbia, Orlando, yep. Tampa, Jacksonville, West Palm Beach. It's going to be awesome. So that's the Southeast. Come see us. And we also have a hell of a VIP that's going to be happening there, too. So go there. The best way to support us, by the way, is that VIP, to get a VIP ticket. We sure would appreciate it. Because we'll be going to be playing like a small acoustic, kind of like a little bit shorter Songs and Stories kind of little set. It's going to be fun. Always remember Marriage Supply. I was doing some Marriage Supply shipping today. And I found out
never forget.
Can I talk a little bit? And it sounds like I'm going to be grotesque here, but I am learning stuff because of Marriage Supply. I'm learning about sexual positions and things that make the penises and vaginas and clitorises and buttholes feel good. Even backs and, you know, it makes your body feel good. There's all kinds of things. Like, we got a ton of, you know, oils and massage oils and edible blowjob oils, all kinds of stuff we got on Marriage Supply. But I was looking at products today, and there is a big movement. And because I started hearing about it actually on TikTok. You know, I don't know if y'all saw this lady, but she had a TikTok go viral because she says that boys like jack off or like have sex with a pillow or whatever when they're learning, you know, girls hump. They hump something, right? And so humping, and she couldn't really say it on TikTok because it'd get, but humping for a lot of ladies is very pleasurable because I guess it's probably hitting the clitoris, but it's like, you know, like that's why I like dry humping, like actually feels good for girls or whatever. So there are sex products now that are being made that way. It's almost like a ridge pad, like little tiny hills and valley, whatever, and a woman can rub on it. I haven't bought that product yet, but I was thinking that's really cool. Like, cause you're learning more and more about just everything sexual. Now, a lot of it's a little bit too much to handle. That's why we don't have any porn on our site. We don't have anything, you know, we do super discreet shipping. Marriage Supply, you're going to be safe, but you might find something out about you and your spouse that, you know, so you can use the code BCPOD 10% off. You got anything to say about humping? I feel like Matt's got a humping comment.
Toby,
I don't.
Well, I was going to make sure.
Matt, Toby, you humped, didn't you? That's what you did in high school. Everybody else is whacking off. Matt's over there.
Humping.
No, that's not what I was going to say. But
what were you going to say?
Just, you know, I was just going to say that the activity there in its most bizarre form to avoid, to maintain a purity results in raw rail sliding is the that's the activity we call rail sliding in the Christian subculture.
Subculture.
You don't actually put
you
the
rail
B
slide
in the P.
Oh, right. You just slide on the rail.
So there's a product now
like a skateboard
for that.
On a rail.
So, you know, right. But that's like a 50-50 grind or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's whatever. That's the product they've now come out with.
Yeah.
That's what was in my head.
Yeah. It's kind of like a surfer trying to surf near a split face hair shark. And he stays
without.
He's right at the top
without
of the wave.
Plunging into.
And then the split face hair shark comes near. Maybe they rub against each other, but it stays there. So,
sorry.
Hey, I was going to say, I think it's super cool too. I think you forgot to mention it. I love Emory that y'all are donating all your profits from the tour to a black owned business in each city. That is just so cool.
Yeah.
That really is, Dylan, sir. Thank you for bringing that up right now. God forbid you went with our sex jokes that were killing. But yeah, we are doing that. Okay. And then please join the BC Club for 2 bonus episodes. And you go to thebcclub.com to join. And there's a lot of perks there. You get all this new stuff. You would have gotten our Rub Some Dirt On album months ago. And there's a lot of Emory stuff on there. We do two extra episodes a month. There's going to be some new things coming in the future. Two episodes a week. Sorry. So there's a lot of perks that are really awesome. So you can join. One of the perks is to read the names of new clubbers. Now, nobody sent in anything this week about their special name, or like, you know, some people send in their favorite Bible verse. They send in their high school nicknames or whatever. So Lunser, this is your chance to redeem yourself. I'm going to read a name and then you have to say something really funny.
I don't feel a need for redemption.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. What do you have to say about recent clubber Nicholas Moore?
Oh, Nicholas. Am I giving him a name, or
you
am
can
I
do
saying
whatever you want?
About?
Anything, that you, whatever you feel comfortable
your
with.
Your choice.
It just has to be really funny.
Oh, Nick Moore. Yeah, we. I remember Nick. I met him once.
All right, moving on. Next clubber.
That's good. That's good.
Kyle Harrington. What about Kyle?
Kyle Harrington. Harrington sounds like he's fucking bald or hairy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Our good friend Anna. I always mess. How do you you say her last name? Cavalli? Cavalli? Cavalli?
Anna
Cavalli? I hope I got it right. Maybe one of them.
She is such a.
Thank you for bleeping that out.
Thank you for bleeping that out.
James Martin. Oh, Jim.
Oh, Jim Martin.
Jim Martin. You remember him?
Yeah, he
from the thing.
Yeah, he was. He was gonna. I think he tried out for Emory, but then he went to jail.
Yeah, he did. You're right. Failed child support.
Am I not remember that?
Yeah.
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 He ended up
seemed
in jail.
Like a good guy when he was playing bass, trying out for bass. But he just ended up
hell of a bass player.
Hell of a bass player. Hell of a my bass God. Player. I already got a little band in prison going, and they were able to let them go to like nursing homes and play for them. And lastly, Ryan Kangale.
Ryan Kangale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you know what? It's funny. I saw him on the news.
You did?
They had a picture, yeah, at the January 6th rally.
Oh, okay.
I saw that too. I saw that too.
He was right up front.
He was there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I thought that was him.
Oh, that's right. Ryan. He was talking to one of the FBI agents. The FBI agent was trying to get everybody to go in, and Ryan was like, "Yeah, hell yeah, let's go in."
Yeah. I feel bad what happened to him too, man.
Oh, me too.
You know, God forbid he was there for the right reasons.
Yeah, good Lord. All right. Well, Lunser, appreciate that. So go to thebcclub.com to join. That's really good. All right, Matt. Thank you. Everybody's been waiting.
Yeah.
But what is the big news? You said you got hot news, is what you said before.
Hot news. Yeah, I just found out yesterday. Oh. Yesterday. Okay. You know, Toby thinks bad things come in threes.
Yes.
But I have the bad thing, the sick, and whatever, bad stuff going on. But I think it's just things balance out bad and good. So whenever something bad happens to me, I expect something good
to happen.
And the good has arrived. This is exciting for me at this point, but I'm getting a new mom.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow.
So congrats to me.
Nice. Your dad's getting married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Man. They called me yesterday, showed the ring. So I'm getting a new mom. So that's like,
man,
that's big news for me personally. Because, you know, what happened to mine?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean,
so
are you already at the point where you're like, this will be just as good?
Well,
I mean, first one was great.
Yeah.
Right.
New one's got potential.
Everybody knows me and my sister turned out a little goofy and weird.
No.
So this is a chance to maybe right the ship a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this new one's going to be more, disciplined and I'm really, I think my dad's going to be able to right the ship a little bit here. And we'll probably, some of those things that might have been missing
right.
that made me be such a screw up, maybe we'll take care of this time. So Congratulations to them. I'm going to get to go do a wedding. I don't know the wow. details or anything wow. yet. But my dad's 70 something years old. He's going to get married. So
man,
that's awesome. That's fun.
So, will they do it? He's 70 years old. They'll do something, right? Will.
Yes,
man, I imagine. I mean, you know, I'm not one to speculate.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, he's going to take Cialis or whatever it is and just go to town.
Hey, you should really ask him. We might get advertising again for like Hims or Blue Chew or whatever the ones, Viagra, whatever. We might get some advertising. Have Buddy come on and talk about it. That'd be pretty tight.
So have you talked to your sisters? Have you talked to your sisters about it
probably
at all?
Wouldn't, would he? Yeah, have you talked to your sisters?
How's Emmy and Cindy feel?
Well, I got tipped off by one sister and hadn't talked to the other yet. But, you know, Buddy called me the day before, but I missed the call or whatever. But I think everybody's super excited. I know they are because, you know, she's great. So, I mean, our family's going to be really happy. But it's cool, good for my dad and everything. But it was like, you know, I hadn't thought about it.
Right.
Like, I figured they'd get married, but I didn't think about it as I get a new mom.
Right.
That's how I think of it now.
Do you get new siblings?
I think I'm going to get some. I don't know all the details yet.
Like, that's you get a brother?
Oh, you
like
will.
My dad has had a girl. I'm getting a whole new family.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You might actually have a stepbrother or stepsister, for sure.
Yeah, I've never had anything. I've come from a small family. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. That. I just.
Okay,
you know,
how about this? Is this
exciting?
Like, not even joking. Is this, like, would that make you kind of intrigued to go back home for Thanksgiving or something? Like a holiday now? Like,
nah. No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I just, you know, like, I wish we could go home more and stuff like that. But
right. But
there is a family. I mean, that is, like, that is a gain. That's a gain. Like, no matter, like, I didn't hit me until he told me. I was like, oh, my dad has a girlfriend. He'll probably get married, whatever. Like, that's all good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm being jokey, but it's a real gain. I mean, I don't know what it'll mean, but it's like, I don't know. It's kind of funny. So, like, I don't know what all the siblings and stuff, but I mean, it's a stepmom,
right?
So there is the chance of evil stepmom, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, are you
could flip the switch?
Are you at all worried? Like, a lot of people get really nervous when their dad or mom marry somebody, and it could cut into your inheritance.
Oh no, I don't care about that.
I know you don't care, but
evil stepmom is like Cinder makes me do chores or something. Is what I'm.
But I mean, wouldn't you feel really terrible? Like, what if when your dad passed away, you got like zero, and she got you knew that she got a bunch of money or something. That would probably
you would be mad about that.
You'd have to be mad.
I just don't have any concern of such
things. Oh, yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
That's not.
No,
I don't have a concern.
If she was evil, that's what she would do. She wouldn't make you do
that. Well, yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
how
maybe you're
likely,
right. Like, you've seen So I Married an Axe Murderer? You know?
Yes.
I don't know.
Tommy Boy.
Yes.
Oh, man, what if she's really evil and kills your dad?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yes. It could go.
I didn't even think about that.
How it could go.
You know, she's thought about the money. I'm not saying
I don't think
it's the reason.
A murderer, but
I'm not saying it's a reason.
No, it's not a reason. But,
I'm just saying she's
you have
thought
to think about
it.
You have
maybe
to think about
money.
It.
Maybe she's got money. Maybe she's got money. You don't know her.
If she has money, she's definitely thinking about his too. Like, what does this mean? And what am I, you know, I mean, if she has money, then she's definitely thinking about it. And if she doesn't have money.
But what if she has a lot of money and then I get even more?
I mean,
that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like the odds are in my favor overall of what all I get.
Well, every bad thing's happened, so now
everything.
You got three good things coming.
Well, I want to know what the likelihood that Matt tells somebody in her family that he loves them.
Oh.
That'd be so exciting if that happened.
I mean,
I don't
think
know
anybody
what the
in her
steps
family,
are in between, but that wouldn't be bad for me,
okay.
No, would it?
I would say the chances are really low because he doesn't tell his family he loves them.
I know.
Like,
but you would tell your dad.
I,
mean, you
I think
love
even
love
your
dad.
You don't tell your dad you love him.
I tell
do you?
I tell my dad I love him all the time. I just don't talk to him.
Oh, I see.
Very often,
right?
But when I do talk to him, I say, "Love you, Daddy." But that might be when I talk to him, which might not be for a couple months.
Yeah,
right.
Most people talk to.
I think there's a chance.
All the time. I don't know.
I think there's a chance.
I mean, I can. I don't.
Matt
I mean,
might
I can
meet
connect
his
to
new brother.
I love you, man.
At the end of their conversation, I love you, man.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
I don't say this lightly. I fucking love you, dude.
Oh, I'm voting yes on that.
what is her last name? Because your car, she's going to be Carter now, but your step siblings.
Well, I'm not going to get into all the details of people.
You don't know her last name. Trying to,
man, you know, I mean, I don't want to let that's the last thing I want to do is bring her whole family into this podcast. Like, you don't even know her crazy. Last name. I'm not.
Where'd he meet her?
What, Toby, what could you say right now on this podcast to just ruin this potential marriage? Let's just nip it.
I'm not trying to bring a whole, another family.
My dad slept with her 2 weeks ago. No.
That would end it. Matt would have to tell his dad.
I know he'd have to. I mean,
Matt, would you
horrible.
Tell your dad if Toby's dad slept with her 2 weeks ago? Would you tell your dad?
It would be my duty.
You'd have to.
You'd have to. I mean, I'm probably going to be the best man, right?
I don't know. I guess. I guess you right? have to be.
That's
have,
how that goes.
No, I don't know. What if you
don't?
I mean, you might have a best friend. I mean, you only talk to him 3 times a year. He might have another man in his life. To no, talk to him
6 times.
A little
six
more.
Times or eight. Eight. Probably eight.
But, I mean, he might have a really good golf buddy or a friend, you know, that is really. And he,
who's your dad's true. Best friend? You know who your dad's best friend know. Might be? He won't
I mean,
have groomsmen. He'll just
no,
have his kids.
I don't know what
something.
They'll do. Yeah, yeah.
He's not
going to
do something
small,
dumb.
Small event.
Get married yeah, on the I beach.
They imply it would be intimate, you know.
Yeah.
But
you
know,
have
event,
to go,
so,
though.
And, but
you
I'm gonna
are
to,
definitely going
to
go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I was at the last one. You got that?
Yeah,
I was at. This would be my second. I was at the last one too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're
you know.
Illegitimate.
Right.
You've been at every one of your.
I know. This is like another one of my dad's weddings. It'd be great.
Your dad's. You're at two.
Last
of your,
one was
two
a blast.
Of your dad's I mean. Weddings.
This time I'll be out of the womb and maybe a best man.
You know please, what? You'll be the only person at literally that was at his both weddings. The only person. That's really true. No one else
that's
will
totally
be
totally true because the other parents or yeah. grandparents are gone.
Yeah, yeah. And your
preacher married him's gone.
His brothers and sisters probably won't come back for that little intimate thing. Maybe they will.
Me,
but.
So at the wedding, me and my dad will be the only two people that were at the last one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Please say that to your dad.
I wish
please
he's
just
I mean,
say
probably
that to
gonna
your
be,
dad.
He's. I'm sure he'd already be pretty mad about this.
Oh yeah.
You know. Oh, I know.
He's. You he's know. Not gonna listen to this podcast, is he? Dear
no. I mean, you know how people are. Sometimes people.
We're just
like,
kidding.
Buddy,
buddy.
People off, but
so we're just we kidding. Kidding.
I wish to God I would have gotten the opportunity to go to my mom's second wedding. I don't know if y'all remember that. My brother.
I do remember.
My brother calls me one day and goes, "Hey man, just so you know, Mom got married." I was like, "She got married? She didn't even tell me." I was like, "Ah, okay." I knew she'd. Been with this new guy for a while, and then you know that was a this just a random day. About 2 weeks later, I get a call from my mom. She's like, "Hey, just checking in on you. I'm doing good." I was like, "I wonder if she's gonna say anything to you." And just kept talking, and we were just you know, and we talked for about 30 minutes, and then it's kind of winding down. She goes, "Oh, I could kick myself. I got married last weekend."
I forgot to tell you.
Shoot, I forgot. My mind. Damn it. You know what I did? I slipped my mind. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think I just said Gary told me or something because this is always something. But anyway, I was at only one of her weddings. I didn't get to go. And I also was illegitimate.
Lunter, you missed the
did
second.
We, did wow. we talk about this? You're the only one that was like married and wedded. Yeah, you're the only legitimate kid here. All three
Wait,
of us
Devin?
Were born out of wedding. Yeah.
Are you fucking yeah, kidding me?
No, I was illegitimate. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I didn't find out till I was probably mid-30s.
Your yeah. moms are all sluts.
Your daughter's
your daughter's you. Right behind you.
Hey, get out of here.
That is so funny.
She walks in right,
right,
right when
you right
say
the exact moment.
Sluts.
Okay, go. Hey, I'm doing a thing. Get out of here.
He's working.
She goes back
you're
in the room.
He's, mom, at, he's at his sales job no. telling people, "Mom,
anyway, what was
slut,
I saying?
Mom.
Sluts."
He said, "Mommy, mommy, what are sluts?"
Oh, the other day, that is funny. I was. It was like early in the morning, and we had the bug people coming to yeah. spray or whatever. But they tell you they're coming before, and then anyway, I get a text. "Where are you?" It's Magnolia. somebody's knocking on the door, and I said, it's the bug guy. And I said, what the fuck does he need us for? I thought Cassie was saying, like, Magnolia is asking where you are.
But it was Magnolia.
Yeah, and she went in, she's like, Dad just cursed at me in text message. I don't understand why.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
That's funny.
All right.
Well, that's all my news. I mean, I got good, more, but, you know, I was able to rehome a couple of dogs.
That's
the heartwarming.
News. Yeah.
So I got one more. I was able to go to some links to get some dogs some homes from a mother-in-law stroke victim before these dogs had a appointment for surrender at the Seattle shelter.
Damn.
We gave them a stay of execution. Like, they were supposed to go a certain day. Didn't take them, canceled the appointment, waited on some more nonprofits, got into all these weird things with these really weird people that do dog rescues of really elderly dogs. It's a amazing, weird, weird world that, you know, I've spent a little time in the last couple of weeks. That's a whole other story, but that's some weird people that really take care of dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole world, cool. And I've spent a little time there now. I could tell you about that. But good news on the dogs, good news on a bunch of stuff. So that's my news.
Yeah, so the world's looking up.
That's cool.
Except for most likely COVID. You taking that ivermectin?
Oh, yeah, but the smell and stuff. Is you taking that?
I was thinking Matt could, like, if he was a bad person,
yeah,
he could easily just say, you know what, I was able to rehome the dogs.
Yeah.
But he actually killed the dogs and sent them to heaven in their new home.
Yeah.
That's eternal home.
That's their eternal,
their forever
rest.
Home. No, that's what they call them. That's what they call them. I send an over 15-year-old dog that's probably not going to live much longer to be rescued somewhere by these foster organizations. And, you know, when they send you the email, they say, we found Pepe's forever home. It's super dramatic. Like, it's, do you know what I mean? But it's like they get his forever home, and it's like on an island, and they go, you know, it's like, it's dramatic, but it's fun.
Yeah.
They got, you know, it's like they, you send them off, and it's like it all, you know, there's a whole, it's a very emotional thing.
That's cool.
Everyone totally agrees that one is worse than the other, but how close is it actually if you knew, you saw, if you watched, if you were forced to watch a serial killer kill five people? Or a serial animal killer kill five people.
Oh.
How close is it that the animal killer is like just as evil as the human serial killer?
It's like, very close.
It's really close, right? Like, if you,
it's
like,
very close.
If you saw somebody hurting dogs, you would think so. I mean, especially, you know, like the public would think that person is horrifically awful. And I mean, obviously killing a human is worse, but it's way closer than I probably would have thought.
Yeah, what's it's really that? Close. So it's the same. It's the exact same activity, and there are people that do it, and they, you know, tend to graduate from animals on up to whatever.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right. However, they start with animals,
right?
Yeah. Oh right. Wow,
yeah, that's pretty common, man. I think. My dad, though, I mean that generation of my dad and them, I mean, they had very little respect for animals.
Oh,
they
like
my dad would love, I mean, he loved a hunting dog.
Yeah.
Almost like a child. But he would beat the hell out of the dog.
But he also would drown a runt. And also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a runt.
I mean,
he would just feel like, oh, that's just natural. That's just nature. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, people think
that's what he was
a terrible
taught.
Person.
That's what he was talking about. I mean, yeah, it still shocks me sometimes. Like Jess said today, we got to go to the vet and get things for the dogs. And I was like, man, that didn't happen in my childhood. No one ever. I mean, the only people that I knew took their dog to a vet was like if the dog actually was really injured, like a car ran over a foot or something, or, you know, or what it got hit by a car or something. Never, all the pets we had, not once did my parents think about like flea medication or any, you know what I mean, like or dewormer or anything. It's just like you had the animal until it dies.
Well, that's a big difference in the East Coast and West Coast, but it's a true story. I once drove a dog from the West Coast to the East Coast to get its wisdom teeth taken
out. That's
because
right.
It saved money to do so. Because they do dental work like you don't believe in Seattle on dogs. They're getting, I mean, they get treated better, the same as kids or better, but in a fruity way, because you can take advantage of animal lovers, essentially. So that screws up the whole market. But if you take an animal on the East Coast to some vet, they remove the tooth. It costs $400 or whatever. I mean, it's where they do whatever it takes to remove. But it's like in Seattle, I was like, well, I did the math at the time. We needed to make a trip anyway. We drove Reggie to South Carolina to get his tooth taken out. Made a vacation out of it, saved money. That's basically true. But the argument for it that's hard to deal with, if you're trying to think that does it matter, is it worth it to go to links for dogs, that I would make, even though I'm a person that has a little hard time, I don't like to smash a bug personally. Right. That's not my preferred outcome. But, you know, dogs have personalities, right?
Yeah.
I mean, clear as day, they have unique personalities beyond their breed, yeah, beyond definitely. Their species. Unique
yes.
personalities. Right. So how are they not persons?
They are on some level. I kind of agree with you that.
They don't call it it's a personality.
Yeah.
It's not a dog-anality.
Yeah, I have two dogs, and their personalities are vastly different.
And because they're persons.
Well, yeah. Do you think... I don't know. I might push back on that a little bit. I mean, do you think Cesar Millan would say that?
I'm just saying they have personalities, and that word is personhood.
Or do you think we assign personalities to them?
Well, I mean,
a little bit.
No, I mean, well, I don't think you can ever really close that gap. I mean, I'll put it this way: you're gonna have the same problem with machines real soon.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
I mean,
I don't
they have personalities.
Yeah,
and they are. I'm not, you know, it sounds obnoxious if I say they're people.
Right.
But I'm not saying they're human. Anthropomorphic, where you just project human stuff onto them. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying they have personalities. They have selves. There's something. I mean, whatever. That's the thing you value
in people. I feel like somebody like Cesar Millan or dog professionals would say, no, they have an energy. Or they have, okay. You know, so
yeah,
it's
just like you.
So,
but then your personality is the Devon energy. I mean, you know.
Sure, yeah. But I guess what I'm thinking is it instinctual versus assigned personality? That's where I feel like it would split a little bit, maybe, but maybe not. I don't disagree with you.
This is Lunsford's least favorite conversation ever. You only hate animals.
No, I know. I'm just saying you're going to have the same problem with robots
at
some point.
You're right.
All right. I got.
I
got three segments left for this podcast that we had to hit.
Oh,
so I'll let y'all choose what you want next. Okay. One we don't have to do, but I got some good damn news today.
Okay.
So there could be some good damn news. I got some great ask and you shall receive questions, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast.
Love it.
And also, I got, unbeknownst to me, extremely high recently. And during it, I was like, I'm going to write down all my thoughts and I'm just going to write stream of consciousness. And so I wrote them all down and I have them. I haven't really reviewed them, but I think I remember one thing about it that I might. But anyway, so I was thinking I would read those.
Go in reverse order.
So what?
Let's do all three.
Yeah.
Keep on with the high stuff.
Okay.
You got.
Well, it got me thinking
because
Devin was talking about weed. Devin, tell him your big revelation that you had.
So I think I told you guys about this, but you know, I was just kind of deep in thought, and I was just like, you know what? I was like, when I'm high, I feel like I go somewhere.
Yeah.
I feel like I am in a new location.
Hell yeah.
And then when you're kind of coming out of it, you feel like you're kind of coming back. It feels like a little bit like a physical moving thing.
Yep.
And then I was sitting there and I was like thinking about that. And all of a sudden it just hit me. I was like, that's why it's called a trip. And I was like, I just discovered like gravity or something at the time. I felt like this is unbelievable.
Holy shit.
I mean, that's what the way I felt at that moment. But that's true.
So it is so true.
Isn't that true?
I mean, I can't believe when you told me that, my mind went, poof. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Somebody thought of that and started calling it a trip, and then it just caught on. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, you know, trip out or whatever.
You're right. You do go somewhere. You move into some other. I mean, I've been really highly. I was listening to Ron White. I think he was on Two Bears, One Cave or whatever with Segura. And he went and did ayahuasca. And it was just so cool how he was talking about it too, because he said that his is like somebody in LA talked him into it, and he went and did it. And he said the first day, he said it was like way too much. He couldn't believe that I won't be able to do this, because you do it for 4 days in a row down there, and they guide you. He goes down to Costa Rica, or he went down to Costa Rica. He says way too much, and then the next day they pulled back some, and it was just, you know, they're just talking about. But it does seem like drugs, in some way, like it feels like everything's coming in now to, like, there's other realities or universes, and there's maybe ways to even access it, and it's all kind of just coming together in a way really recently with aliens and with everything. I feel like there's, I mean, this is conspiracy theory to the max, but I feel like there's gonna be a big announcement soon.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
I just think there's gonna be some very specific, a big announcement.
Like a big universal announcement. Yeah, like,
hey, this is what aliens
galactic
This is what aliens actually are. And a galactic announcement.
First galactic announcement occurs in 2023.
Tonight. Oh. Imagine all our parents going to, they had to go to Fox News to see the galactic announcement.
don't you think it would begin with something like a trumpet?
Oh, it might. Yeah, actually, yeah, there'll be something. But I do think there's going to be some kind of big, huge announcement. Anyway, so that got me thinking, and that's why I wanted to do this. Okay, so this is just, I wrote thought after thought after thought, because I just float through them, right? Okay. First thought I had. Now, these, you know, I was obviously on a drug, so this is just, I was an antenna. I was just receiving things. This isn't coming from me. This isn't Toby. This is a something else.
This is from the universe.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote, the worst thing you can say out loud right now is Trump 2024. I said, it kills. Oh. Oh, no, I'm not going to read that one. Oh, okay, I will. I said, we tried to get a job with Lunsford, but his bitch ass can't help shit.
That was your second thought. That was your second thought.
His bitch ass can't help shit. Third I thought was, my mom lost her phone, and I didn't totally know if it was accurate what she was saying, or, you know, so she really did lose her phone, and no one I've ever met in my life could have cared less. Like, if I lost my phone, my whole day would be ruined. Like, she came down to visit us while we were in Hilton Head, and on the way down she lost her phone, and it didn't bother her at all. It was like, it was really like impressive. It like made me think really highly of my mom. Like, a phone, losing a phone wasn't anything. It was so relaxed of it. It made me believe maybe she just misplaced it, or it's not really lost or something. I don't know. Maybe she left it because she didn't care at all. I was like, this is so awesome. Like, she literally, if I lost my phone, my whole day or week would be ruined. And to her, nothing. So I thought that was really cool. All right. I wrote next, being stretchable is the most important health factor. If you can touch your toes and shit, you'll live.
that's not so bad of a way
being stretchable is the most important health factor.
I wouldn't say most,
maybe not most.
You got to turn this into a Twitter account and just,
yeah, you're right.
I was thinking how funny that tweet would be is if you said the healthiest thing you could do is if you could touch your toes and shit. you won't die.
The avatar for that has to be you with just like the reddest eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And then just whatever you say.
Okay. This is another one. And it's very much like talking about marijuana or whatever. I had this thought this week. The artist is an antenna, and you cannot blame the artist for the art. Like, we as people go, this is what I was thinking. I even mentioned this on a podcast this week that I had to do for our new album that's coming out. You can pre-save it now or rub some dirt on it. Go to emerymusic.com. I was thinking this week, like, humans did not invent math. We went out and found it. Math was out there, right? So why are we so certain that this we want to make this other person a genius because they wrote this song, but the song was out there. They just found it, and or you're just receiving it. And so, and the songs actually can't be another way. Like, I've thought about it before. I was like, oh, I could, even though I think in my mind, I could have been in any band. I could have been in a country band. I could have sang opera. I could have done, you know, this is the only thing I actually could have made because this is what I, my antenna could receive. It receives Emory. And so when you don't, there, it, then we put all this praise on the person just for being an antenna when they're just able to tap into that. And I think everybody taps into some kind of work or some kind of hobby or gift or whatever. But I was just thinking how harshly, if the artist doesn't do, if the art, whatever the artist receives, it can't help it. That is just what the song is going to be. And then they get a lot of blame for when other people don't like it. And they can only blame the artist, not that they found the song. You would never get mad at some, you know, a person on an expedition that found gold, you know, or something, but it was only silver or something. You know, you just, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Could the Beatles have been a hardcore band?
I don't think so. I think that's what they received. I think their song.
Well, why not? If that was, if that's just out there to find.
I mean, you're right.
Why couldn't that be the first thing they found?
From where they were, though. So, I mean, I am 100% with Toby on that. I think that's, I don't think that's even, like, I don't think that's a crazy at all high thought. I actually fully embrace that as very serious way to think. But you, there's some weird combination that goes on. It almost sounds woo, but there's a weird thing with, like, there's who you are in the place you are at the time you are and what you can access knowledge-wise that's already here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like who you are in time, in a place, with what you can access and then pull it. If you do it at its purest, it comes. But you can't go, but it has to do with your location in time and space in the universe.
Right.
You can only get what you can get from where you are, from who you are. With what's already here, but it's already here.
But
right,
but that to me is a little confusing because that means a lot of things didn't exist, or did they already exist? Did they exist?
The alternative
they just could
is
not
that
be
somebody
found.
Chose the alternative is this weird thing. Like I chose to write this song because I. But how do you choose that? How do you choose to like, oh,
I get it. I'm with you on that. I agree with you. It's just interesting
because
I'm like.
You can't just choose to do a new genre of music, can you?
I don't know. Can you?
But a new genre of music can unfold, but you can't. Somebody has to find it, help it.
Like Matt saying, like with location, I actually think that so. But there is building blocks. Like there was never a Beatles, and now there's a Beatles. So now that I'm standing on the Beatles, what I'm going to receive is where my new location is, where they weren't. I'm in a location
in time and
where,
space.
Where they're in my history, or they're in culture. My past. Weezer's in my past. All that stuff. Right. Then
yes, in the, required.
Then whatever the art or the information that I'm downloading and receiving. But it's just interesting to me because I was just thinking about how much shit the artist gets or praise, and they're just receiving something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because this is like that. Yeah. You prove that when the lyrics of a song are like, if you read them on paper, they're ridiculously stupid.
Right.
Except for it just couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not, you didn't choose to make that good or something.
Right.
You just discovered that works here from here and it, whatever. But like, you don't think the artist is a genius, whether that's not the right thought. Right?
Yeah.
The artist is this genius who chose to do the genius thing. That's not the right, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like the right. It's like, you know, people in the right lyrics, Scott Stapp or whoever. I mean, he did it.
Yeah.
Is it because he's a genius? But
Scott Stapp.
He found that and it's real. It works. He found that with arms wide open. He did that. So it's real, but he's not because.
But he just received it. He opened himself up to see what he could receive, and that's what he got. It
sounds it's not like. But it's not like he's so stupid or so brilliant, and the most brilliant Bono, whoever, brilliant artist is you know he's just doing the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, this one could be a little controversial, but while I was at the beach, I was just watching all the people, right, the men and the women, out there, and I was just, this thought came to me that, and I see if I'm on the right trail here. I could be off, but I said that I think women more often, or maybe even most often, make the right choice. Men often want to jump to the funner choice or the more risk choice. It's not that it's wrong, but I think women quickly can, in a situation, very, maybe even faster than men, can go, oh, this is what's happening, this is the best way to do, you know, like run or do this with the child or whatever. Like, they can make those decisions split in a split second. But a man often, and I just noticed, like, how boys and girls, when they're playing in the ocean, how they differently went into the ocean or something, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not, mm-hmm. Of course, this is a generalization. I mean, some girls run, you know, jumping, and but it seems sometimes that Ike, my son, will make the fun, like, my girls will make the right decision, open the gate lock and go through the gate door, and Ike jumps the fence. You know what I mean? Like, but they made the right decision. He made a decision that ended up being right, but also it was like a little risk or a little ego where he's going, are you going to do that? I'll do that. Whatever it is. You know, I'm not even saying it's right or wrong decisions, but I feel like girls make the right decision extremely quickly. And then boys, maybe they can make it fast, but they also, there's this other thing that pulls them a little bit. What do y'all think about that idea?
I'd boil it to boys being more impulsive.
Maybe that's
sound like the right word.
Maybe, but also impulsive in a way that, like, they get to show off, or you know, that, like, it, or it's going to be really fun, and, or, you know, I don't know, some ego in there or whatever. But all right, well, that was a bummer. Yeah, forget it. Fuck it. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Yeah, shit. Yeah. I got another one that's kind of serious, though. I don't want to read that one. I'm going to skip that one. Okay. Next thing I wrote was, why do certain pains immediately scare you and you know that it's liver disease?
Liver disease pains. I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I'd love a description of what pain lets you know you do, in fact, have
it
liver
hurts
disease.
And it's back there and it hurts. Oh, I told,
like, lower back, yeah. Like a disc,
yeah,
or liver is the, mm-hmm. is
you
it
know
similar
what I'm saying
to,
though. There's certain pains where you're like, oh no, is that? No, it's just, it's fine. It's a muscle, but you're deep down inside, you're like, oh, that's
could be it.
That's yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. Like, I've had that thought a couple times. Not much.
That could be it.
A couple times.
I told Devin this
about each organ though. You've had sensations that you've. Said that's and
heart
every organ
sure.
in your body,
yeah. heart.
You know, of course, brain because of a headache, so brain tumor. Obviously,
I've definitely been laying in bed at 2 a.m. and going, "Is it stopping?" Thinking about my heart. Wait, is that
the last?
Hold on,
still,
that seems like it's not on. You know, I thought there was more of a time signature here. No, it's a little scary. Okay, I told Devin this one today. This is totally true. I could build or fix anything 90% as good as the people that I would pay. So I think that I can get within 90% of the same quality. I think there's 10% that will be maybe unsightly or, you know, I mean, 10% is a pretty large number still, even though I know, but I think I could build any, like, remodel my bathroom. I think I can get 90% close.
An A-.
Now, I'm not talking about
any construction project at any scale.
Yeah. At any scale. If you at any scale. Skyscraper.
A-.
Skyscraper. No, you couldn't fuck himself. Around with like being 10% off on a skyscraper. That
would have to be all. It would have to be whole project.
You couldn't get within 10.
If somebody
more
said,
or less, oh, you know,
Toby, you had to build a 10-story skyscraper. Where would you start? What would you even do?
Yeah, what would be your first step on that one?
I'd get the land graded. I'd grade that land, and
you got to focus on the clearing.
I would
and grubbing,
go to a metal
obviously.
Factory, and I'd work out a deal.
I think that's mostly true with home projects. I mean, I said the only
drive to a metal factory and say, here's
here's my plan.
Hello.
I don't have a, I mean, you know,
need some metal.
No metal. I know we're going to need some metal.
Go ahead, Dan. I think plumbing might be the only one for a home projects that would give you a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Now, I will say 90% doesn't include time. Like that, they will always be able to do it way faster than me, for sure. But I'm just saying, I think I can get it. I think I can always beat their cost, and then I can get within 90%. So, but yeah, time wise, I don't know. All right. All right. This is the last one, and this isn't going to land good. So what it says is you have to read this. Seriously, you're going to think this is dumb when you read it, but do it. Seriously, it's good. Don't chicken out, bitch. And now it's going to say, and this isn't going to land good. Wow. This isn't going to be funny. I see what it is, and it's not.
We're okay with that.
Just bring it.
This is okay. We want to experience the shame with you.
This is going to be like bombing at comedy. This is so stupid.
You don't have to listen to that bully that was telling you to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
You can stand up to that bully right now that's telling you, calling you a bitch. You don't have to. You can tell him, shut the fuck up.
But he knew. He said, seriously, you're going to think this is dumb when you read it, but do it. He knew that how exactly
yeah, but
how
he wants to see you bomb.
And you know when he comes back, he's going to call you a bitch again for not doing it. You're going to have to deal with him again.
That's right.
You can stand up to him. You can stand up to him.
Y'all don't know what it's like. Y'all get to go home to your families. I got to go to him every night.
You're going to be lying in bed tonight. You fucking bitch. I knew you wouldn't.
You pussed out.
No, you can stand up to that.
Move on to ask and you shall receive.
I cried after sex the other night.
Like as a to Jessica or just
it was
to yourself?
For me, yeah, like to myself, but she knew, but I was and I got that. The other Toby got so mad. The other Toby started going, you fucking pussy. What the fuck's wrong with you? I was like, you fucking motherfucker. What the fuck are you doing? Crying after sex, you pussy ass bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why did you?
I swear, he was
How
right.
would you explain it?
I was emotional. I don't know. I think it was that we were at the beach and my family was there and it just, I don't know. Movies get me now.
Like you immediately started bullying yourself after that.
Mad.
I was mad
at me.
Yeah. How long did you get to enjoy the cry, or did the bully come right in and get on it?
It was one of those where you know it comes out of nowhere and hits you. but then it starts building. You can't stop it. I don't know. I'm doing this. You know, like that, where you're fighting it, you're trying to fight it.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, you thought that was the bully, but that was actually Jessica saying, you fucking bitch, why are you fucking crying?
All right. Okay.
I cried a bunch of Top Gun today.
That was good.
You did what?
I cried a bunch of Top Gun today.
It's got some moments.
Well, but you think it's funny, the moments when I would cry, though. It's like when he's doing the good run to show him that it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He starts doing it. I'm like, oh, shit, I see where this is going. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm just sitting over there.
Yeah, covering your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I had two events. I had a graduation and Georgia did dance recital this weekend. Both of them hit me pretty hard that way. And I saw Jurassic Park, and even there's moments in that did. I heard Devin and Toby talk about it today. I wanted to add one one thing to what Devin was saying. Absolutely, the biggest joke in the whole thing is him holding up the hand to dinosaur.
Yeah.
But every dinosaur. Yeah,
every dinosaur.
I mean, you hold up your hand to the dinosaur. That is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. But it's not the hand that you need to focus on. The hand is not the magic. What works on the dinosaur is the most serious face. How serious the face has. Like, you hold the hand up, but the face he can make to the dinosaur is what does it. You have to focus on the most. If you can make a serious enough face, the dinosaur will stop.
But in real life, everybody would think he's a fucking fool because he would be eaten immediately. If you were really being chased by a dinosaur in real life and a man stopped and held out his hand at a T-Rex,
If you look serious, nobody believe. You would but be he believed. He looked so serious. Like the look in that face. That's what hits everybody emotionally. Is that Chris Pratt, the ultimate man, just making the I am more serious than you could ever know right now. Like that's everything.
Well, we don't have to do any spoilers or let's take a quick detour. And Lunsford and Toby have not seen it, correct?
I have not.
So we'll talk about Top Gun, but Matt, just give me a 30-second review of how you felt.
Okay, 30 seconds on Jurassic Park. It was completely satisfactory for where it is and in this place and time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They totally satisfactory. They don't really screw up movies that much. It's self-aware just enough where I can totally handle it. Of course it's cheesy, but I can become lost in how intentionally cheesy anything from that's self-aware enough from Sharknado to that Nick Cage movie to Jurassic Park mm-hmm. to Top Gun. The fact that I can get lost in that is good enough for me. So yeah. I am completely happy with it. It was too long. Mm-hmm. They tried to put too much in it. Didn't need to do that many dinosaurs or whatever it was. And they tried to tie up, they had a lot to tie up, but they did do it. Do it.
I agree. That's a good review. I felt the same way. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very entertaining. But they just went all out for the nostalgia cheesiness. Yeah. I mean, they just went for it. Now, Lunsford.
But enough.
Yeah, enough. I mean, it was still very entertaining. So, but Lunsford, you saw Top Gun Maverick today.
Mm-hmm.
How would you rank it as far as sequels of all time?
Ooh.
I've seen a few people rank some sequels, but. Just rank it. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's better than Empire Strikes Back or Godfather 2 to that level.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's better than the original, sequel to me, that's my Empire Strikes Back better than the first Star Wars. Godfather 2 better
Terminator.
Than the first, Terminator. Yeah, Terminator 2 better than the first Terminator. So it's not that high up, but it's not that high up, but it's just very good. I could not believe how good the action sequences were.
No, I know.
It's amazing.
So good. My biggest critique of it, Matt was just talking, I thought it was a little too self-aware at times.
If it was less self-aware, it would fall apart because it had no real story.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right about that.
There was not any – it wasn't ever real. It was all surreal. They could just play cheesy line every time and you could just let it be. Like, they didn't really have to develop those characters at all.
I know.
That was awesome. That was an art form, I thought. I thought that was the whole movie was made by the fact that they allowed it to not try to actually make you care.
Yeah.
Like, to stay in the ultra fantasy.
The name of the bad guy's weapons? It was like, remember, it kept saying, level 5 new.
They're something 5, generation 5, fifth generation fighters.
Yeah. Fifth generation.
Yeah, fifth generation fighters.
They have fifth generation fighters. But you're right. Now that you say that, Matt, it really is almost like just Lego characters. Like, no name, anybody.
Not even
you
real.
You could
ever.
Plug in any person. Here I am. I'm going to go do thing. Uh-oh, bad guy. You don't have any clue who the bad guy is.
Like the woman he had history with, he walks into the bar, is like, oh, didn't expect to see you here. It's like,
smile. Like, oh, not like, you how's got it? Me. You know,
it's just so far. Yeah, so the Porsche thing at the end, like you said, it's just, okay, yes, all the way.
I mean,
no, they didn't attempt to fill that in with like, that's so cool.
Like you said, that's kind of a waste. The reason people watch the movie that's all just filler.
Try to do any of the filler.
I mean, the jet and the action stuff is unbelievable.
Yeah.
They didn't have to justify shit.
I know.
Like, that's they didn't need to. It wasn't like that.
Missed in the original Top Gun. Of course, when they were making the original Top Gun, they didn't know it was Top Gun. It was just they're like, well, we're making a movie. There's just some scenes where Tom Cruise had some intensity, like where he'd yell at somebody, grab somebody by the flight jacket, I will shoot when I'm goddamn ready to shoot. You know, it's stuff like that. Like, really good acting. And I was like, that was the only thing in this one I kind of missed. I felt like there was a lack of like those like big script moments, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I think they avoided that in some ways.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Isn't it funny too that around that time, like, all those like planes and helicopters got real popular in TV shows, because it was like it was that movie. There was another movie called Iron Eagle that was really good about jets and stuff and young people. And then on TV was Airwolf with the helicopter. I mean, that's funny that like
Knight Rider.
Yeah,
and all
yeah
that
it just all of a sudden
it was cybernetic like things, like right.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's do a little damn news, and then we'll end with asking you shall receive. And I'm going to cut one of the stories for damn news, but this one I just wanted to talk to y'all about. This comes from Loudwire. I saw this week. As I Lay Dying, Tim Lambesis has married for a third time. As I Lay Dying vocalist Tim Lambesis is once again a married man. Let's see. The singer revealed that he wed model Danny Sierra on Saturday, June 4th. On Saturday, I married my best friend, he says. We set up a small ceremony on the beach with the help of close friends. Every detail of the day came out so well, blah, blah, blah. The news came out after the couple shared a beachside engagement photo. And he said, I've never felt so loved for exactly who I am. I love every detail of Danny. I want her to be exactly herself and never hold back. I'm so thankful I get to know her in a way that's rarely seen by anyone else. She grows more beautiful inside and out every day. I'm more attracted to her. Anyway, he keeps talking about her. But so apparently he was married one time, and the first one did not go well. It just didn't. I don't think it turned out like him or her thought it would. Y'all remember that story?
I don't know what the first or the second one was.
The first one, he tried to kill her.
Yeah, the one where he tried to.
Yeah, that one didn't turn out like he or her planned, I think. So that one didn't go well. Then he was dating somebody, I think, while he was in prison, and they
blamed her on that one.
So
by the way.
they started falling for each other while he was still in jail. He came out, they got married, but I think it ended in about a year. And then she's like a fitness model. This lady he's with now kind of has some, you know, it kind of looks a little bit like Kim Kardashian in a way. You know, some of the things about Kim Kardashian are same as her, but that's crazy that, I mean, he tried to hire somebody to kill his first wife, and now he is married to a new hot wife. Maybe his first wife's hot too, but he definitely has a new hot wife, and he's still doing his band and doing anything that he wants. So, I mean, you know, I do keep thinking, I always keep telling y'all it's all over, but maybe it's not. It's not for him. What can he do? I mean, anything's worth it. It's insane.
I mean, from his point of view, like, it's not, nothing is wrong.
You think if he
from his point of view, he's succeeding at life.
This is what I think. If he was listening right now, what he would say to us. That's the old me, man.
Maybe his first wife, maybe he just thought she needs to die.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't know all the details.
I'm saying, what if she was just a terrible, terrible person? No, I'm just saying. And he goes, she just needs to die. Now, this lady, he thinks is a really good person. And he loves her. He actually loves her.
What are y'all talking about bleeping me out all the time? Devin, straight up.
What if?
He said, what if he thought that?
What if he thought that? We don't know. Allegedly, who knows?
Of course you don't kill somebody. Of course you don't kill somebody.
Yeah, you don't ever kill somebody.
But I'm saying, what if he doesn't want this new lady to die? I mean, he's... You know, he likes her.
But he doesn't want the new one to die. He wanted the old one to die, you idiot.
Yes.
But it seems like she has his new wife, his third wife, two other women that married him had a lot of trust that was in his past.
That's true.
like they just, like, you know, I know you did some stuff, but that was back, you know, that was when you were wilding out and young and just, you know, acting a fool back then. You're mature. And I will marry you. Two women thought that about him, like they were not in danger. That's kind of crazy. I mean, if you went on a date with somebody and you found out that their ex, they tried to kill It would be very hard to go on a second date.
What do you think the actuary, if you try to get insurance and really have to go through the details, like what does the actuary place the risk
of
has been done jail time for? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like what,
that. Where's that go in the actuary tables?
Well, yeah. How do you walk in to get life insurance for each other and not feel like
we're gonna have to do a? You know, we got some questions. Do you smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's gonna really factor in. You know.
Oh Lord. All right, one more quick one here.
Has your spouse ever previously attempted to kill a spouse? Okay, we're going to have to really factor that in.
Yeah, our deductible's a little bit more because my husband the deductible tried to kill his last wife.
Yeah, right, you know.
Like you talk about like a fender bender. Yeah, our insurance is through the fucking roof because you can't stop hitting the curbs.
That's
the
what happens.
You know. I love him, but good Lord, he tried to kill that last one, and now our fucking premiums are through the goddamn roof. Mr. Can't tell a killer from an undercover cop over here. Now we got an item over here paying for it.
Shit.
Oh, boy. Wow. Damn it. Okay. Maybe I should skip this last one. We're okay on time. Okay, good. I thought this was just interesting because this is one of my all-time favorite shows. This comes from the Atlanta Black Star. You couldn't deal with it. Reginald Bell Johnson shared that his Family Matters co-star, Jaleel White, was difficult to work with. A month after his TV show wife, Jo Marie Payton, disclosed her experience with the star. So they're going back and saying, because this show was massive. I mean, I don't even know if people really understand. Huge. I mean, it was, especially because it was a spinoff, right? It was a spinoff of, was it Perfect Strangers?
Well, it's not, I mean, I don't think they technically call it a spinoff, but Harriet, the mom, was the elevator operator in Perfect Strangers. Both shows were set in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh. But, so it goes on to talk about, if you folks don't remember.
That was when Larry and Balky worked at the newspaper in those later seasons. Right. You know, they started in an antique shop, and then later they were working at the newspaper.
Yeah, everybody knows.
And that's
that
where
now.
She worked in the elevator.
Got it.
But basically the show, for people that don't know, they had this crazy neighbor called Steve Urkel, who was just a sensation. I mean, when he came on that show, remember, because the first several episodes, he wasn't even really that prominent. And then he came on and did that, and it just killed. But the show was just awesome. I liked all the characters. I just thought it was really good. But on June 14th, during an interview with Entertainment Tonight as part of the outlet's Father's Day special, Vel Johnson recounted the memories that he had on the set with Jaleel White. And he said he explained that although he viewed White as a wonderful kid, some instances made him unpleasant. The 69-year-old said he was a wonderful kid, but I think working with him was a challenge. Working with everybody was a challenge. There was moments where it was so difficult because he was working with all these kids, and he said that like he would ask them while he's trying to practice his lines and stuff like that to quiet down, and they wouldn't. So he's like an older, experienced actor, and then these are kids who are getting rich and doing all this, you know, and just won't listen. So the two parents really didn't get along with much of the other kids, but it made me wonder, like, now everything is filmed and put on YouTube or, you know, Twitter, TikTok, whatever it might be. Like, how many of those shows, I bet, like, some of our favorite shows, like, when I think back to Cheers or, you know, those 80s, like Family Ties or whatever, I bet there was so much shit that went down that it wasn't filmed or tweeted or whatever that you just can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Like people feuding on sets and stuff.
Yeah, just not liking each other or doing crazy shit or, you know, I mean, like
bands in
problems.
Green room stuff. Yeah. Like all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it just had to be like crazy because now, I mean, everything gets posted. Yeah. I mean, you will get busted and someone will get posted. But I mean, I bet just back then, they just so much wild shit happened. I mean, just so it was crazy.
There's no way it would really come out, but basically.
Right.
If it could get handled somehow.
Yeah. I think it was a TikTok today, but it was like an old game show, and it was two ladies were contestants, and the host asked them, it says, out of 100 women, how many do you think have gotten, their boss has patted them on the behind? And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. This is an actual game show question, and it's no one's like,
what year?
Probably 70s. It looked like 70s clothes to me. It was in color, so I don't think it was earlier than that. And the lady goes, huh? She says, I'll say 30 out of 100. And the other lady goes, I'm actually an assistant. And she says, I take that as a fun part of the job or something like that. She actually was saying like it in a positive way. If you get popped on the bottom, it's okay or something like that. She says, I'll say 35. And she was right. It was 35 out of 100. And just in a survey did answer, yes, my boss has patted me on the butt. And that was a game show question. And everybody laughed. I was like, and all those people weren't mean, horrible, evil people. It's just that's the way it was then. And now we go, no, it should have never
been.
They
were our grandparents, basically, those bosses.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? They were all of our grandparents as bosses did 30% of y'all's grandparents who were bosses did that.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. And that it was just so accepted that sometimes you get a boss like that. That's crazy, man. That's wild. Anyway, okay, that's the damn news. All right. You want to do some this is going to be good. Let me make sure I can pull this up, but the ask and you shall receive. All right. I'll start with a light one here first. Ben sent this up. I don't know if y'all are going to really have a good answer for this one or not, but we can kind of see. He also said, love the new.
Well, at least you believe in us.
This
to
is Ben.
Come through to this.
Ben Cuentas, Cuentas. Sorry if I misspelled misspoke your last name, Ben. He says, first of all, love the newest album. Rub Some Dirt on It. It's coming out this weekend. You can go ahead and pre-save it. EmoryMusic.com. Come to North Carolina soon. We're actually going to be in Columbia, South Carolina. July 6th. Okay. His question is how, this isn't like, we're looking for more for advice, but this is, I guess, just a thought. So we'll answer it.
You don't have to read it. You don't think we can solve it anyway.
No. How old, he says, how old are we going to be in heaven?
What a dumb question.
That is the worst question I've ever heard. I could not be less interested in considering that.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, here comes the next one. This is from our good buddy Chris Versailles. How do blind people know when to stop wiping?
That's a good question. I like
that.
That
is a good
meme. Well, how do they then?
I think you just know.
I think you just know. You know the feeling.
Yeah.
You know the feeling.
Yeah, I think.
I'm very highly visually dependent for that part of the process.
What's the most times you've ever wiped in one sitting?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you wipe 10 times,
I have a bidet.
Always.
Yeah, okay, bidet. Before the bidet, but have you ever wiped more than 7 times? Have you ever wiped more than 7 times?
Many more.
More than 7?
But let's just agree
good
to disagree.
God, how much?
How do blind people know? It's still good. You just say you just know. It's like intuition. Devin has a butt intuition. Okay, got it.
Well, you know, you pooped a lot. Had a feeling.
Well, you
for
do
it
have a lot of reps, but you go with a is there a tactile element or just
you could
spiritual
what if,
awareness
what if after,
of
after 5 wipes, you just start holding it up to your nose until you only smell toilet paper.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably it. Right answer.
Probably. No, still a little. No,
now, the only think of those blind clean people that got COVID and lose their smell.
No, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Lord have mercy. Don't even talk like that.
Don't talk
all right
about it.
Don't even. Okay, y'all ready for this right one? This is okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna read his name because I don't know if he would want me to, so I'm not going to. I've been a fan of BC since episode 1 and of Emory much longer. Here's something that has given me an endless anxiety for over a year now. I grew up immersed in purity culture and didn't have sex for the first time until 2 years ago. My fiance is much more sexually experienced. She had a lot of casual sex, a threesome, and has pretty much tried it all. This makes me anxious in so many ways. I feel like I could never live up to her past experiences and that I could never be anything special for her. Also, I have a lot of FOMO about having missed out on so many experiences. So help me get some perspective here. To make matters more complicated, she several times brought up the idea of threesomes and or an open relationship, but says she's okay staying monogamous. This freaked me out. I've said no, and she seems fine with that. but it has made me feel even more like I could never be enough for her. At the same time, there's part of me that thinks this could be a chance to get what I missed out on and catch up to her in experience while moving forward with our relationship. I'm terrified to go down that road, though. It feels like I'm in a lose-lose situation. Ha-ha. He's talking about our song, Lose Lose. Miss out on all the experiences she's had or have to let go of monogamy. I'm really confused now and don't know what to do anymore.
Well, damn.
Wow.
So that's a
Devin, does the song Lose Lose Situation have any guidance?
It's this exact story.
The exact story. No, I don't think so, unfortunately. It's about my alcoholic dad a long time ago.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. man, that's... Oh, that's a gosh. Tough one. So, okay, here's my first... Here's the first indicator that went off to me that had something going a little awry.
Okay.
She asks about a threesome.
Yeah.
And an open relationship.
Yes.
That's a red flag. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
That's an indicator.
I mean, it definitely means she wants that.
Yes.
She didn't say, because I don't want it. She just agreed.
And she said, but that's okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine being monogamous.
Right.
So my, you know, indicator's going off pretty hard about that. Like, yeah. I don't know what we're talking about here. Are we talking about marriage? And I didn't hear if it was.
Yeah,
it's his fiance.
So. Oh, it's a fiance.
I'm not trying to break anybody up here. I'm just saying that's an indicator.
It might should.
But that will reoccur in the future. That will come up again. And that could potentially be an issue.
One way to look at it is to analyze not the details, but that dynamic. So try to notice that feeling. And what that dynamic is and how likely that the dynamic is to change.
Yeah.
Is what I would consider.
Yeah, I think that it will be okay now, but I don't know, like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it might not be enough for her. She might want, I mean, if she's interested in open relationships and threesomes and stuff like that now, I don't know if that just goes away. It might. I mean, but I would say if there's no way to avoid it, I would try all that out before you got married. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
this is an area of insecurity you're expressing already. Like, this is an area you are expressing insecurity in more than is a judgment of whatever she is or behavior or something.
Yeah.
But the matching of those two, I would pay attention to. How is it the thing you're very insecure about? She's hype or something else about what is going on there.
Yeah. All right. I got one more, and it's really lighthearted though. So we'll lighten up here a little bit.
Okay.
My special needs adopted son requires constant supervision and literally cannot follow directions. How do I keep myself from going crazy?
A nice light one.
Just a lighthearted end of it. That sounds exhausting. That sounds just exhausting because I mean, special needs child obviously requires so much, and you just don't get to refill yourself at all. Because I mean, I'm exhausted being a dad. Everybody, I mean, normal circumstances. So I don't know, man. The main thing is, I guess, if you can ever get some me time, alone time, take it. But that just sounds exhausting.
I mean, the only thing I could say is you kind of have to change your expectations a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's expecting him to listen.
Yeah.
Maybe his expectations need to be adjusted. So, you know, I'm not saying let him get away with anything or whatever, but he's trying to understand where his potential – the child's potential meets the expectations he has for the kid. And maybe those are just way off right now. So I'm just saying maybe the best thing to do for him and his patience is if you're expecting a 2-year-old behavior, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or if you're expecting a 6-year-old behavior and you get a 2-year-old,
right.
That's just the way it is. So I just know with being a normal dad, you know, it's like when they're 3 or 4, I'm like, okay, what are my actual expectations of this kid right now?
Yeah.
And then I have to adjust those. So that, I'm not saying that's easy by any means. I'm just saying that, I don't know, maybe that's something to think about, you know.
Yeah, I'm just a environment guy. I think focus on the the any child for anything, focus on their environment, not their behavior. Like, you know, the intersection of the person and their environment is what to manage and pay attention to, in my view.
When Devin, a second ago, I don't know why, but all I could think of was like, your glasses, and you were looking yep. down, and you were so serious. It was like Morgan Freeman or something. You said, you might have to change your expectations. That's not a good Morgan Freeman
impression.
I wish I could do a good one. Andy? I can't do it. It just so serious when you said it. Like, your glasses, like, backed up what you were saying. You looked like, you looked, man, I was like, man.
So, did it feel like there was a little wisdom in it?
It did. Yeah, that was good. I think that was actually a really good lesson.
Getting to that age to where, you know, that it maybe some life wisdom is floating out. You know what I mean?
Sorry, it got a little heavy. Let's see. I think that's all of them. We got one about old Jeff. He wrote in, he was just talking about, like, we're all in my dream or something like that, and we're manifesting, manifesting consciousness. Jeff, sorry.
Come on,
Jeff. Who was that first idiot that asked that question about heaven? What the hell's going on?
Since we're living in Toby's dream, and he's clearly manifested Lunsford, is Toby God, and are we all manifestations? Yeah, he's talking about the simulation. So, all right. How about some... Not quite as harsh.
Just bring it, just like whatever. You have to show to read it out loud and just not even let
it. I was actually thinking about this kind of piggybacks off something Toby said earlier. I don't remember what it was exactly,
awesome.
So here's what I did over the weekend a couple times. I would take some weed, do a bit of an edible, and I would start a project, like a yard work.
Yeah.
And about 30 minutes into it, you're feeling it, uh-huh. and the task gets a little harder.
Yeah.
Gets a little bit more intense. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
I do.
And that's when I know it's coming. So that's the way I judge it. It's like, things are getting harder.
Yeah.
I feel like I noticed that. So anyway, I was doing a task. Like, I was spreading mulch.
Yeah.
And I could feel it coming on, and then my thoughts started wandering a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here is where my thoughts went. If in the future, and by future I mean any day now, let's say somehow eventually we evolve to where we're no longer really sexual beings.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Obviously.
So we get to where
Hunter's already there.
Somehow,
taste, smell, sex drive—you just shut that shit down. That's what we're doing.
So let's say we get there, and we no longer desire women at all. Like, that's gone, and women already don't desire us, so that doesn't really change much.
They never did.
So it becomes neutral, and for some reason, men and women become enemies.
Mm.
Right. So it's that for some reason or another, the clans become gender based. Uh-huh. What happens? Can you tell me what happens?
It is possible.
So listen, what happens? And I'm not trying to be, a toxic man here or anything, but my point is, do men just wipe women out instantly?
Well,
are women able to adjust their,
like, who would win? Is that what you're going?
Are women able to adjust the game plan and outsmart us and win, or does physicality just win no matter what?
A real quick thought on it is that physicality would matter a lot because it can be it's like cell at a cellular level, like at every location.
Mm-hmm.
Its physicality, is a factor. So it would require for it not to be about physicality, to be about coordination, organization to prevent that from being the case. That would be the way I'd see the battlefield. Like, is there enough coordination possible to eliminate physicality from being an element? Could that be accomplished? Could that be accomplished?
Would all those circumstances that happen change our physiology at all? We'd still be just a man with testosterone and a woman with estrogen.
I guess that's if you're going about it, scientifically, yes, it probably would. But just thinking hypothetically as a fun, you know, idea, like it just, you just stay the same. We're obviously more physical, you know, gender and everything like that. So I was just curious, like, is it just a wipe? Just a wipeout, or do women adjust quickly enough to stop that from happening?
I mean, whoever came up with the best battle plan, that battle plan would still cost tons of lives, you know, no matter what.
Right.
That's what's the horrific part of it. But a good battle plan, I don't know, either side then. Because, I mean, it's not only brute strength. It's
right.
About having strength in the right times and moments.
Yes.
But it still seems like one of the most least likely. I don't know. I mean, but it'd be interesting. The most interesting fact about that war would be the location of it would be run through literally everything. Like it's not a people in a place. It's exactly evenly distributed, and the sides are 50%, 50%. So what a bizarre war it would be. Do you know what I mean? Because that would be a very fascinating. I mean, it's a fascinating.
Well, I tell you what, all the
thing. It becomes sci-fi pretty quick.
All the women in my life, I was at Walmart today, could easily annihilate every man I saw in Walmart today. I promise you, really it's true. Not like all the men are super.
No, that's
gonna
true.
Last
true.
Super strength. They're not running every day. I was like, man, you know, it ain't really the case.
They're getting less warrior-like. Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, Lunsford, I'm going to rely on you here. What causes the big war? What comes between men and women in this strange gendered society? What causes the war?
Wouldn't they be natural enemies if not?
Maybe not. Why would
on
they?
One another?
They can work together
because there are things that are different.
If
than
you took
you,
sex
you
out of the equation, it seems like you would actually probably get along more.
That's what bonds us. We gotta. We that's
or
what.
Maybe,
you know. But like, if otherwise, you just don't like the people that are different than you on the playground, the boys versus girls in the second grade. I mean, kill them.
Sorry, Lunsford. I want you to answer.
If it wasn't about,
I don't have anything.
Matt jumped to killing kids. All I wanted was a funny answer.
All the second grade girls, I think.
I was trying to lighten the mood. Had a kind of a tough ask you shall receive. I was like, oh, Lunsford's going to say something funny here. And Matt hops in with, I'll kill kids.
I'm going to work on the plan. I'll get back to you next week with the plan. We probably ought to write something up.
Yeah, we probably should. All right, y'all be good. It's all over.